You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
In verse 28,
亚西马实向王呼叫说平安了。Ahimaaz
calls out, it's peace.
然后他下面就传达了一个事实。And
then he communicated a truth.
A fact.
耶和华你的神是应当称颂的，因他已将那举手攻击我主我王的人交给王了。 Praise be to the Lord your God. He has delivered up those who lifted their hands against my Lord the King.
这一句话,
this sentence,
是不是真的?
Is it true?
是,
yes.
真的,
it's true.
但是这一句话是不是所有的真实?
Is it the whole truth?
不是,
no.
29节,
Verse 29.
大卫不关心亚沙龙是否失败了。David
doesn't care whether Absalom failed.
他关心的是亚沙龙是否平安。What
he cares about is whether Absalom is okay.
所以大卫直截了当地问。And
so David asks directly.
少年人亚沙龙平安不平安?
Is the young man Absalom safe?
这下亚西马实没得话说了。
Then Ahimaaz ran out of things to say.
他很努力地冲过去。He
ran all the way there.
他希望做第一个报好消息的人。He
wanted to be the first to deliver the good news.
结果他不知道该怎么回答。And
he doesn't know how to answer.
他只好怎么说呢?
And then what did he say?
他说,约押打发王的仆人,那时仆人听见众民大声喧哗,却不知道是什么事。I
saw a great confusion just as Joab was about to send the king's servant, and me, your servant, but I don't know what it was.
你读这句话,
when you read this,
你会不会发现跟你很多的时候要说谎说的话差不多?
Do you realize that it's very similar to a lot of the things that you say when you try to lie?
你又不好意思直接说他很好。You
don't really dare say that he's well.
他很平安。He's
very safe.
因为你知道他已经挂了。Because
you know he's dead.
但是你又不敢跟他讲他挂了。But
you're afraid to say that he's dead.
那怎么办呢?就鬼扯嘛。Now
then you start making up things.
啊,什么那边很吵啊。Then
there's a great commotion.
我搞不清楚到底发生了什么事。I
couldn't figure out what was going on.
其实约押在第二十节清清楚楚明明白白地告诉他亚沙龙挂了。In
verse 20, Joab told him very clearly, Absalom is dead.
一个基督徒,
a Christian.
我们面对世界上的人,
when we face people of the world,
我们不只是要说的是真话。What
we say must not only be truth.
而且必须是完全的真话。It
must be the whole truth.
因为如果你说谎,
because if you lie,
不是基督徒说谎,
if a non-Christian lies,
基本上上帝不保证立刻把你揭穿,
I can't promise you that God won't immediately reveal the truth.
听懂吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
说吧,没关系啊,慢慢说。You
can lie. Go ahead.
上帝不急着揭穿你啊。God
is not in a hurry to reveal your misdeeds.
因为将来反正到地狱审判时候慢慢来嘛。Because
once you go to hell, we can deal with it later.
但是如果是基督徒啊。But
if you're a Christian.
你说谎啊。And
you lie.
那上帝就要做点事。And
God will do some things.
他就要确定啊,不知道为什么你这个谎言就被揭穿。
He'll do some things that cause these lies to be revealed.
逼着你非认罪悔改不可。
And force you to have to repent.
你知道我跟艾俊阿姨结婚以后,
you have to know that when I married Aunt Linda,
哎, 有的时候真的很麻烦的。
A lot of times it was very annoying.
我做的一些事, 我说的一些话,
Some of the things that I did or said,
她动不动就会很不高兴的。
Every once in a while, she'll be unhappy.
因为她希望我好嘛。
Because she hopes for me to be...
但我没有达到她的标准。
But when I miss her expectations,
哇，这个日子很不好过。
Then it's a couple of bad days.
那怎么办呢？
What happens then?
我又不敢老老实实跟她讲，你干了什么？我干了啊！你干了这么笨的事，那骂死了。
I can't just own up to what I did, because
所以我以前呢很笨啊。
I used to be very foolish.
我就以为可以骗她。
I thought I could trick her.
啊，我就讲一大堆不着边际的话。
I talk about a lot of things that have nothing to do with what's happening.
我希望把她搞懵了，她就别再问了。
I hope to confuse her so that she stop asking.
结果哪里知道
？But little did I know.
这个天上的老爸不放过我。
Heavenly Father won't let me go.
我跟她讲，我跟某某人出去。
I tell her I went out with so and so.
结果她就会碰到某某人。
And she runs into so and so.
然后她就问某某人，哎，你跟我老公去哪里啊？
And
然后他就说没有啊。
And she says, so and so, where did you go with my husband? And they would say.
然后回家就气得半死。
And then she'd be angry.
然后我就没日子过了。
And my day would end up being bad.
所以后来我学乖了。
So I learned to be better.
我最好不要骗她。
I'm probably better off not trying to trick her.
因为我骗她我会倒霉。
Because when I trick her, I will end up worse.
那最近有几次。
Recently, there's a couple of times.
是我们认识的，我们团契的小朋友骗我。
It's young kids from our fellowship tried to trick me.
那我还没有揭穿他们。
I still haven't made their deceit known.
但是妙的是什么呢
？But what's amazing?
是别人跑来告诉我。
Is that other people will come tell me?
哎，我看到谁跟谁在哪里干什么。
I saw so-and-so doing this there.
不对，他跟我讲不是这个样子的。
But no, he didn't. He told me something else.
当然我没吭气。
Of course, I didn't say anything.
没有，我等孩子自己有一天会悔改。
I wait for kids to repent one day.
但是我要告诉你们一件事。
But let me tell you.
谎言啊。
Lies.
从哪里来的知道吗
？Where does it come from？
从魔鬼来的。
It comes from the devil.
魔鬼是一切说谎人的父亲。
The devil is the father of all liars.
你们今天如果在小事上说谎
，If you lie about small things，
就保证你属灵的生命长不大。
It ensures that your spiritual life cannot grow.
属灵的生命长不大。
And if your spiritual life cannot grow，
就保证你在神的国度里面。不可能成为一个可以使用的器皿。
Then that ensures that you cannot be a vessel useful to the Lord in the heavenly kingdom.
所以你看。
And so if you take a look.
大卫问完了以后。
After David asks.
大卫一听就知道他在鬼扯。
David knew immediately that he's lying.
大卫根本懒得去揭穿他说你给我鬼扯。
David didn't have the energy to say to him, you're lying.
你注意第三十节。
But if you pay attention to verse 30,
王说
the king said,
你退去
stand aside,
站在旁边
and wait here.
他就退去站在旁边。
So he stepped aside and stood there.
你知道是什么意思吗？
Do you know what this means?
你今天说谎
today when you lie,
在神的面前
Before God,
神就说你退去。
God says, step aside.
就给我摆在旁边。
Just step aside.
你就成为一个没有用的人。
You become a useless person.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
请记住一句话。
Please remember.
一个人一生。
A person's life.
最大的悲剧。
The greatest tragedy.
就是上帝不肯用你。
Is God is not willing to use you.
你这一辈子就彻底的浪费了。
Then you will have wasted your entire life.
要用美国小孩讲的话。
And to use the words of American kids.
You are a loser.
You are a loser.
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
然后到了31节。
And when we come to verse 31,
古实人也到了。
Then the Cushite arrived.
他到大卫面前给大卫报了一个好消息。
He gave good news to David.
有信息报给我主我王。
My Lord the King, hear the good news.
有好消息告诉你啊。
I have good news for you.
耶和华今日向一切兴起攻击你的人给你报仇啦。
The Lord has vindicated you today.
他觉得这是好消息。
He thinks this is good news.
但是大卫不在乎这是不是好消息。
But David doesn't care whether this is good news.
大卫关心的还是加上了。
What David cares about is still just Absalom.
少年人亚撒龙平安不平安？
Is the young man Absalom safe?
哎，这个古实人就不说谎了。
And this Cushite didn't lie.
但是呢，这个古实人还真有一点智慧。
But this Cushite did have some wisdom.
他没有讲的那么直白，让大卫受不了。
He didn't say it so plainly so as to make David uncomfortable.
他说愿我主我王的仇敌和一切兴起要杀害你的人都与那少年人一样。
He said, may the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up to harm you be like that young man.
大卫听懂了没有？
Did David understand?
听懂了。
He understood.
大卫听懂了。
He understood.
为什么会发生这个事呢？
Why is it that something like this would happen?
你应该记得在17章的14节。
You must remember in chapter 17, verse 14.
这是因耶和华定意破坏亚西多佛的良谋，为要降祸于亚撒龙。
For the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster on Absalom.
耶和华的旨意。
The will of God
就是要降祸给亚撒龙
is to bring disaster upon Absalom.
大卫却一直希望用各样的方法保护亚撒龙
And yet David wants to try to use all kinds of methods to protect him.
当耶和华的主权
When God's authority, his sovereignty,
与大卫的情感矛盾的时候
conflicts with David's emotions.
大卫顺从他的情感。
David follows his emotions.
你看见了没有？
Do you see?
在大卫的心目中。
In David's eyes.
亚撒龙比耶和华还重要。
Absalom is more important than Jehovah.
有一个父亲。
There's a father.
几乎要哭出来的告诉我。
Almost crying, he told me.
说他的儿子
He said his son.
爱上一个不该爱的女人
Loves a woman that he shouldn't.
到一个地步
To such a point.
这个儿子宁愿不要父母
This son is willing to forsake his parents.
不要任何的朋友
Not have any friends.
连神都可以不要
And can even forsake God.
对这个孩子而言
For this child
那个女孩子
That girl
就是他的偶像
Is his idol
大卫现在痛苦不痛苦
Is David in pain? Is he suffering?
极度的痛苦
It's extreme suffering
但是大卫为什么会这么痛苦
But why is he suffering?
是因为神要医治大卫的拜偶像的病。
Because God wants to heal this disease of idol worship.
坏消息。
Bad news.
常常会带来真正的好消息。
Often brings true good news.
我们所面对的经文也是如此。
This passage that we face is the same.
为着要拯救神国度里面神所拣选的王。
In order to save this king whom God has chosen,
就必须消灭攻击神国度里的人。
then he must destroy those who attack the kingdom of God.
神能够给我们稳妥的救赎。
God will give us a secure salvation.
不正是因为神彻底的败坏那掌死权的魔鬼吗？
Is it not because God completely destroyed the devil who controls death?
每一次当我们在背主导文的时候，
Every time when we memorize the Lord's Prayer,
救我们脱离凶恶，
Save us from evil.
你一定要记住，
You need to remember.
我们就必须让神除灭一切的凶恶。
We must allow God to exterminate all evil.
甚至于那些我们心中所爱慕的邪恶。
Even those evil things which we love.
我从来没有见过一个癌症病人。
I've never seen a cancer patient.
会跟外科手术医生。
We'll say to the surgeon.
请你对那些癌细胞手下留情。
Please have mercy on those cancer cells.
不会的。
No.
同样的道理。
It's the same principle.
今天我们灵魂里有多少的癌细胞？
Today, how many cancer cells do we have in our spirit?
神也要用各样的环境去对付它。
God will use all kinds of circumstances to deal with those.
我们是万般不舍呢？
Are we hanging on? Unwilling to let go.
还是我们愿意顺服。
Or are we willing to obey?
马太福音十章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 37.
爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒。
Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
神对着每一个基督徒的要求，
God's requirement for every Christian
是无论我们是谁，
is that no matter who we are,
如果不撇下一切所爱的，
if we do not lay down all those things that we love,
就不能做主的门徒，
then we cannot be his disciples.
你也许心里会想太狠了。
You might think that that's too strict.
但是请你记住。
But please remember.
除非你肯为主放下。
Unless you are willing to lay these things down for God.
你永远不会真的得到你心中所要的。
You will never receive what you truly desire.
我们可以学大卫。
We can emulate David.
抓住我们心中的偶像。
And hold on to those idols in our hearts.
至终失去我们所爱的。
And in the end, lose what we love.
我们也可以学亚伯拉罕。
Or we can emulate Abraham.
把我们的最爱。
To take our most beloved.
献在祭坛上。
And sacrifice it on the altar.
最后终于得到复活的以撒。
And to regain this Isaac.
生命中
In our lives.
有好消息
There's good news.
有坏消息
And there's bad news.
你像亚伯拉罕
If you take Abraham.
神告诉他说把你的儿子你最爱的儿子就是你那个独生的那个以撒
God says to him, take this son of yours, this most beloved, your only son Isaac.
给我宰了
And kill him.
这是好消息还是坏消息？
Is this good news or bad news?
这是坏消息。
This is bad news.
这是非常坏的消息。
This is really bad news.
你顺服这个坏消息。
When you obey this bad news,
后来有好消息。
There's good news waiting for you.
反过来。
On the contrary,
你也可以像大卫。
You can be like David.
有个好消息告诉你。
There's good news for you.
大卫啊
David,
神要救你啊
God wants to deliver you.
好消息吧
It's good news, right?
真是好消息
It's really good news.
但坏消息是什么呢
What's the bad news?
亚撒龙非死不可
Absalom has to die.
生命中不会只有好消息的
There's never only good news.
重点是我们愿不愿意伏在神的面前
The important thing is whether or not we're willing to bow before God.
第33节,
Verse 33.
这可能是全本圣经中最催泪的几节圣经之一。
This might be the most emotional few verses in the Bible.
你如果真的读进去这一节的圣经啊,
If you really read deep into this verse,
你真的能够感受很多的东西。
You will truly be able to understand a lot of things.
有些读圣经的人,
Some people who read the Bible,
他认为这一节的圣经和耶稣在十字架呼喊说, 我的神,我的神,为什么离弃我? 是同样的感人。
They say that this is the same feeling as when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? On the cross.
耶稣在十字架的呼喊,
The crying out of Jesus on the cross
是让我们明白神儿子的痛苦,
caused us to understand the suffering of God's Son.
大卫的呼喊,
and David's cry
是让我们明白父神看到他儿子在十字架上的痛苦,
allows us to see what the Father felt when he saw his Son on the cross.
我们不能够否认,
we can't deny
这一幅图画确实能够帮助我们认识父神的感受。
That this picture can really cause us to understand how the Heavenly Father felt.
但是我们要记住,
But we need to remember.
这段圣经更重要的,
What's more important here?
是要让我们明白大卫的内心世界。
Is it tells us the heart of David.
其实你从第五节一直读下来,
If you read from verse 5 till now,
你就知道整章的圣经,
You'll know that the entire chapter of the Bible,
圣灵一直希望把我们带进到大卫的感受里面,
The Holy Spirit continuously tries to bring us into the emotions of David.
他的担心,
His worry,
他的害怕,
His anxiety,
他的紧张, 他的忧虑,
His worry,
都是围绕着亚撒龙,
It all surrounds Absalom.
等到他知道亚撒龙死了,
Until he knows Absalom is dead,
大卫就完全的崩溃。
Then he falls apart.
有一个读圣经的人,
Someone who reads the Bible,
他说得非常好,
had a very good commentary on this.
他说如果是历史学家写这段圣经,
He said if a historian had written this passage,
可能这样子写,
He might say this.
约押派人报告战争的结果,
Joab sent men to describe the results of the battle.
大卫知道亚撒龙的死讯极度忧伤,
David was greatly saddened by the news of Absalom.
搞定,
That's it.
但是圣灵用了这么长的一段话,
But the Holy Spirit uses so many words,
是要带我们进入到大卫那个绝望无助的哭泣里面,
to bring us into that cry of desperation and helplessness.
你知道大卫是一个感情丰富的人,
You know that David is a very emotional person.
他也是一个非常有魅力的人,
And he is someone who is very attractive.
跟随他的人爱他,
People that follow him love him.
很多女人爱他,
Many women love him.
有一点像我们家的男生,
Kind of like the kids in my house.
他曾经为他的好朋友约拿丹哭泣,
He cried for his good friend Jonathan.
也为追杀他的扫罗哭泣,
And he cried for Saul who tried to pursue him.
他还为着雅吉尔哭泣,
And he cried for Abner.
他哭得死去活来,
He cries desperately.
可是大卫在这里的哭,
But his crying here,
恐怕超过了情感的因素,
probably exceeds emotional.
大卫在这里的哭,
His cries here,
恐怕是他想起他自己犯罪的后果,
He probably thought of the results of his sin.
大卫说我恨不得替你死,
When David says, If only I had died instead of you,
因为大卫知道他是该死的,
Because David knows he deserved to die.
他身为一个君王,
He's a king.
他不爱惜自己的百姓,
He did not love his people.
他抢他部下的妻子,
He stole the wife of his subordinate.
犯奸淫,
Committed adultery.
谋杀,
Murder.
不悔改,
Unrepentance.
大卫希望替亚撒龙死,
David hoped to die for Absalom.
可是你知道吗?
But do you know?
他没有办法替他死。
He couldn't.
而大卫的子孙
And the descendants of David,
我们的主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
有一天却真的为着我们这一群亚沙龙死。
One day he truly died for us, this group of Absaloms.
我们是王的孩子。
We are the children of the king.
正如同亚沙龙是王的孩子。
Just like Absalom was the son of the king.
我们和亚沙龙一样的充满着叛逆。
Just like Absalom, we're full of rebellion.
骄傲。
Pride.
常常要上帝听我们的话。
We often want God to listen to us.
却不肯听神的话。
But we're not willing to listen to him.
我们跟亚沙龙一样死有余辜。
We deserve to die, just like Absalom.
但是耶稣基督替我们死在十字架上。
And yet Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
在这一段圣经里
In this passage,
我们看见一个人为自己的罪忧伤流泪。
We see someone crying for their own sin.
但是在耶稣基督的身上
But in Jesus Christ,
我们看见的是那一位没有罪的主
We see that sinless Lord
为着我们的罪忧伤流泪
Being saddened and crying for our sins
大卫为着亚沙龙哭泣
David wept for Absalom
没有错
There's nothing wrong with that
但是他为他哭泣到一个地步他忘记了他是君王
But he wept for him to a point where he forgot that he was a king
这是大问题
That's a big problem.
十九章的第一节到第八节
Chapter 19, verse 1 to 8.
告诉我们约押怎么帮助大卫从这个愁苦里面出来
Tells us how Joab helped David emerge from this sorrow.
重新建立神的国度
And rebuild the kingdom of God.
约押这个人头脑清楚
Joab is very, very clear-minded.
言语犀利
And his words are very, succinct.
而且他不太同情大卫。
And he doesn't have much empathy for David.
你如果读他跟大卫的互动
If you read about his interaction with David,
你就知道他不太喜欢大卫。
You will find that he doesn't really like David.
大卫也不太喜欢他。
And David doesn't really like him either.
可是你知道吗
But do you know?
大卫肯听他的话。
David is willing to listen to him.
神常常用一些我们不喜欢的人来跟我们说话。
God often uses people whom we don't like to speak to us.
我们生命中
In our lives,
我们有多少次能够像大卫一样
How many times can we be like David?
接受逆耳的忠言。
Hear this good advice that's not pleasing.
并且是从一个我们不喜欢的人来对我们说的。
Especially coming from someone we don't like.
生命中有一些人你老是看他不顺眼。
In our lives, there's a lot of people that you really don't like.
他也看你不顺眼。
And they don't really like you.
这个是坏消息。
That's bad news.
但是我告诉你
But let me tell you,
你如果谦卑
If you're humble,
神常常用的这些人
God often uses these people
给你最需要的帮助
To give you the help that you most need
让你真实的悔改转到神的面前
So that you can truly repent before God and face him
这些坏消息
This bad news
可以变成最好的消息
Can become the best news
我们祷告
Let's pray
天父求你怜悯我们每一个人
Heavenly Father, please have mercy on each and every one of us
好让我们在跟随你的路上
So that in the way of following you
我们能够成为你所喜悦的孩子
We can be children pleasing to you
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in Jesus Christ's name
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited.And we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.